my name is Jeremy. I'm going to be playing from here so they can take down the drum kit. And I haven't penned any of these songs. These are not of my own penning. I'm a legionnaire, camel in. We're going to start that one more time because I'm out too. Made in America, though. It was probably made in, like, Malaysia. Don't even make pie here anymore. Okay, here we go.
Come on, drop it.
I'm a legionnaire, camel in disrepair, hoping
sleeping.
on so you can hear lyrics?
What? It's a nice, I like.
Sounds amazing.
Turn up the vocals. Thank you very much. That's a song by the Decemberists. Colin Malloy. Okay, in honor of the writer's strike maybe being over, this is a song about someone and their favorite TV show, and their favorite TV show gets canceled, so they jump out their window. And your job is to figure out what show it is before the second chorus. It's a true story. That's not a real dog. He walks over to the window, and without a hesitation, he jumps out. I walk over to the window, and I see him hit the sidewalk like a trout. With a moment's indecision, I can almost see him moving. Then I see the splattered pavement, and I feel it's almost soothing. Cause I know he didn't suffer any more than was the norm. He lived life the way he found it, and he left it true to form. He was standing by the TV when I saw his eyes roll upward in his head. I walked over to the TV just to find out what the anchor man had said. With a little human interest and some filler for the waiting, they were speaking of replacements and a failure in the ratings. And my friend looked paler and paler as his body lost its breath. And I listened and discovered what would send him to his death. Oh, Gopher, Gopher's being fired. Contracts have expired. Love has been retired. Sinking out at sea.
Sad.
Every afternoon in college, he'd sit down and pour himself another brew. Just to soon forsake his knowledge for an hour's entertainment with the crew. With a tub of buttered popcorn and a can or two of soda, he'd get sucked into the program like he has to make some quota until he knows what's gonna happen, cause you've seen them all before, and their endless double takes just make him watch it even more. Oh, Isaac. Isaac's overtired. Julie's been on hire. Love is uninspired. Here's your answer, the love bug. Love bug's dropped its anchor. Bought out by some banker. Hired out as a tanker. Oh, Aaron, spelling you're a genius. Yes, no one could have seen this running all these years. Won't you tell us, Aaron, where'd you get the notion? Love upon the ocean, braving new frontiers. When he heard the sad decision, there was sorrow and confusion in the home. turned off the television and he came to his conclusion on his own. With a sigh of desperation, he gave in to his depression. He went out to meet the concrete, where he made his last impression. And the papers want a statement, cause the public wants to know, was it just a cancellation of his favorite TV show? The love boat slowly sinking. Dickie started thinking, Meryl has been drinking. The love boat's being grounded. Doc is still dumbfounded. All the shore's been sounded, sinking in the bay. Thank you. That's by Uncle Bonsai. That is by a trio that is no longer together, from Bennington, Vermont. You know Bennington, Vermont, where students come to class with no underwear on and they have their ferrets. Sam, the way I feel tonight, I could die and I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I just died with your arms tonight.
Make you wanna feel the stars in the sky. This is
D.
No, we're alright.
D?
No, I thought it was
I wanna be sedated.
Oh, I thought you were playing my song.
Nothing to do, nowhere to go home. I wanna be sedated. I'm hurrying, 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 before I go to sleep. Hurry, you are insane. Can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain.
No. Mixed Fry. Rich, that was great, man. That was a song by the Pixies that we did. Tainted Love? I don't know how to play that. What do you take me for? This is a very simple song that takes place in Los Angeles. And if you don't know Los Angeles, all you need to know about the song is that Los Feliz is a neighborhood and The Weekly is like the Chicago Reader. That's all you need to know. By a guy called Stu. Very simple. When she got out of rehab for the very first time, she was very, very, very optimistic. First she bought a set of paints, then she started painting saints. Cause in Echo Park, that passes for artistic. Then one day her art dealer came by with a sin. Next thing you know, she was on the rope again. When she got out of rehab for the very first time, she was very, 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 very optimistic. When she got out of rehab for the very second time, it was clear that she was painfully embarrassed. Just a coincidence, that was the line. It was clear that she was painfully embarrassed. She was brimming with cliches, spoke of how she counted days, playing checkers with a roadie from St. Ferris. Then she hit Los Feliz with some homemade earrings to sell, but the hip gift shop assistant led her back to hell when she got out of rehab for the very second time. She was very, 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 very optimistic. Very good. Very, 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 very optimistic. When she got out of rehab for the third or fourth time, I could tell that there was a kind of pattern forming. So I plotted carefully how I'd bow out gracefully, 'cause I've seen this flick before and it gets boring. Next, she's in a band called Star of David Brinkley's. They were ropers one and all, but they loved them at the Weekly. When she got out of rehab for the third or fourth time, she was very, 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 very optimistic. When she got out of rehab for the 22nd time, her new take on life was very deep and empty. She traded mainline for online, then she took up web design. Now she's paid in full and blows the horn of plenty. Once she said, "Hey, listen, baby, I ain't gonna lie. There just ain't nothing I like more than getting high." And funny how the maniacs who take the time to sob seem to not mind a junkie with a well-paying job. When she got out of rehab for the 22nd time, she was very, 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 very optimistic. I want to get inside all of your vagine tonight. I like you. Do you like me?
Yeah.
Alright. So tell me, you have this great camera. What a great camera.
Contacts, yeah.
That's wonderful. You should shoot my Schwanzenstufe.
Now you're talking German.
You should shoot my Schwanzenstufe. Okay, this is by a guy named Robin Hitchcock. You should watch his website this summer. I think he's coming to Chicago. This is in honor of our pothole situation.
My favorite buildings are all falling down. It seems like I dwell in a town. So why should I bother with people now in the end. My favorite buildings stretch upwards for miles. Reminds me somehow of your favorite smiles, like oak leaves in autumn casts, gaining on styles in the rain. Nobody seems to know how long all of these buildings belong till they become part of you. People get down on your knees. Buildings are like a disease. You could wind up in a zoo, and most people do. My favorite buildings are all laid to waste. One might as well sculpt a statue from toothpaste. And someday I could have a 50-inch waist. It's all free for my favorite buildings and me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just feel so alive. I love you all. You're so fantastic, and I'm clean now. I'm sober and focused and centered and together. And I just love you all so much. It's great.
I told you I was too drunk to play.
That was my impression of Liza Minnelli. I'm clean now. I'm sober and focused and centered and together. And I just love you so much. This is a song about an infamous cannibal, accused, alleged cannibal. He was a guide in the Old West. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. That was the harsh western wind blowing. And the tumbleweeds rolling by. Yeah! In the state of Colorado in 1874, they crossed the San Juan Mountains, gold hungry to the core. Their guide was Alfred Packer, and they trusted him too long. For his character was weak, but his appetite was strong. Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Along the Gunnison River, an Indian camp they spied. An Indian chief approached them, to stop them he did try. He warned them of the danger and the snow that lay around. But the danger was in Packer, for his hunger knew no bounds. Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Well, two cold months went slowly by, and Packer came back alone. My comrades, they all froze to death. I'm starving, he did moan. But the Indian chief knew how he lied. He spat upon the ground. For Packer's belly hung out all over his belt. He gained some 30 pounds. Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. well for 9 long years. He ran away, but finally he was tried. He claimed he didn't kill them, he only ate their hides. Well, that county had 6 Democrats until he did arrive. Well, only one lives on today, he ate the other 5. Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Here's the moral. 18 years he stayed in jail. It was a dreadful fate. For he suffered indigestion every time he ate. Still, it's hard to blame that hungry guy who went searching for the mines. For when he ate his friends, he'd never heard of Duncan Hines. Oh, when he ate his friends, he'd never heard of Duncan Hines.
Thank you. Okay, that was kind of folky. I have a rock and roll side. I have a glam rock side. Underneath this very square facade lies a horribly disturbed transvestite. T-Rex, yeah, that would be fun. I can't play T-Rex alone, man. But I'll play Bowie, okay? This is the song that everybody, like every decent guitarist makes fun of, like, oh yeah, we're gonna play it. But I'm not that good.
Guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became this special man, and we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan. He could lick them by smiling. He could leave them to high. He came on so lonely, man. Well hung in snow and tan.
So where were the spiders?
Sorry, guys.
While the fly tried to break out,
we got it.
Just a beer light to guide us. So we bitched about his fans. Should we crush his sweet hands?
Oh! There was no time to rehearse today.
Ziggy played for time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kid was just crass, he was the Nash with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with him. Woo!
Thank you very much. I didn't write that. All right, I got one more song for you. I don't know if I should try this. I don't know all the lyrics, but I can't resist trying this. No, none of you have ever heard me attempt this on acoustic guitar before. And I don't know if it should be attempted on acoustic guitar, but let's try it. Been hated or discriminated against. I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Pick a sign for my wicked rhyme. Look at the time. Seeking for mine. All the motherfucking kids left behind. All this commotion, emotion, relief, exhaustion, explosion. Death is flaring, repairing. Go them off, keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leave them where they take the sour and vinegar in their mouth. They can trick them. But tonight, clean it out my closet. Sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. Now I got skeletons in my closet. And I don't care if no one knows it. So before you throw me inside my coffin, it's closed. I'm unexposing. I'll take you back to 73. Before I ever had a multiplied selling CD, I was a baby. Maybe I was just a couple of months. My faggot father must have had his panties up in the bush. Cause he split. I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, but don't. Second thought, I just fucking wish he would die. I look at Haley, I couldn't put you leaving aside. Even if I hated Kim, I grit my teeth and I try to stake it. Work at least for Haley's sake. And I probably made some mistakes and I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face it today. What if it was stupid? Shit I did was take the bullets out of that gun. Cause I'd have killed it. I wouldn't have shot Kim and them both. It's my life. I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem Show. Sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning up my closet. To listen, who you think this record is this? Put yourself in my position. Just try to envision watching your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Pitching someone's always going through a shirt. Public housing system and my shopping system. My whole life I was made to think that I was sick when I was. Now I grew up and I grew up. Make me sick to my stomach. Ain't that the reason you made that for me, mom? So you could try to justify the way you treat. Know that you're phony and Haley's getting so big. Now you should see her, she's beautiful. You'll never see her, she won't even be at your funeral. What hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. Keep saying your song, tell yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't tell me to get. You selfish bitch, I hope you fucking burn hell for this shit. Remember when Ronnie died and you said you wished it was me? Well guess what, I am dead, dead to you as can be. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time! I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I love you, Mom. My name is Jeremy. I did not write this song. I really do love my mother. I just had to try it. Thank you guys for hosting me tonight. It's been so much fun playing that.
What is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you? Why do you play this bullshit? Fucking bullcrap. Is anybody... anybody understand? Maybe I'm cleaning out my fucking closet.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Phyllis. I'm Jeremy. Good night.
They were so slick with sweat, it just like rolled right out.